Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
June 9th, 1973. 50 years ago, I stepped in front of the cathedral trees at the Trees of Mystery and put a gold wedding band on Susie Mae Bennett's finger. Total cost of the ceremony, $50. We had a total of a dozen people witness our event. My father brought champagne for our reception in the parking lot. Dad thought it'd be funny to pop the cork from the bottles at the Blue Ox, that is, private parts. Well, we have a sum total of two pictures that came out, one not very clear at all and one that we used for our announcement for our 50th anniversary party tomorrow night. Susie and I met at Camp Loma Mar, a YMCA camp in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Sue was working in the kitchen for her mother as the salad prep person, and I was top dog in the hashing and washing of the campers' dishes. Now, if you've ever hashed or cleaned the dishes of kids from 8 to 14 years old, especially if they didn't like what was on the menu, they left a lot on the plate. But it was one of those fine days when, after all the brats had left the lodge for their activities, the kitchen crew would retreat to the staff room to eat the same thing the kids had just been served. It was an odd moment that Susie and I have different opinions on, but there I was, facing my plate, shoveling food into my belly as a means to prevent starvation. Not tasting the food, just chewing and chewing to make sure it didn't clump inside. Then I looked up at this girl that was staring at me, and in complete utter disgust, she said out loud, "You're a slob." Well, off the top of my head, I said in retort, "Someday I'm going to marry you." As the year evolved, her mother, the head cook, asked me if I would take her daughter to the junior prom at Pescadero High in order to keep this other kid from taking her to the same event. Well, that night, I actually took her home and kissed her mother goodnight. Later that summer, Susie asked me if I liked horses and would I go for a horse ride with her. Well, she had a beautiful, very young Appaloosa, and her parents had this buckskin horse that I rode across the top of the Santa Cruz Mountains with her, with the vistas of the Pacific Ocean to our back, as we rode over the fire trail back to Loma Mar. Somewhere along the trail, we stopped and talked a lot about what we wanted out of life. And somewhere in there, I got a kiss, and the rest is history. I even bought a horse of my own and moved back to Eureka with Nehishi and Sassy. We bought our first home on Albee Street with the help of my parents for $11,900 and lived off our two salaries, her tips being what we used for groceries. Has it been a bed of roses? Not exactly, but it's been something that doesn't happen every day. 50 years, hard to believe, and I still want to find out who lost all their money betting it wouldn't last. Well, the movie comes out next summer. Happy anniversary, babe. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.